through Romans chapter 2. This is the second part of a four-part series on chapter 2 in Romans. This one is the proof of who I am in Christ. The proof of who I am in Christ. So we're looking at verse 6 through 11, and let's read that. And we're going to explore in this, in the context of this passage, the issue of works, grace, and faith, which we could probably write a 1,000-page textbook on, but we're going to try to do it in about 8 minutes. So here we go. Verse 6. He will render to each one according to his works. To those who by patience and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, he will give eternal life. Now, some of you may be going, I have some trouble with that verse because it sounds like James, faith without works is dead, and where's the grace and whatever. So be patient. We'll get there because remember, Paul wrote this with the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. But for those who are self-seeking, look to themselves, put themselves first, and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, there will be wrath and fury. There will be tribulation and distress for every human being who does evil, the Jew first and also the Greek. In other words, doesn't matter your background, it's all the same. But glory and honor and peace for everyone who does good, the Jew first and also the Greek. We're all the same. For God shows no partiality. So the bottom line on this for works, for doing good, for being helpful to the Lord, serving Him and serving others, is the issue of motivation. So is it works or is it faith? Which is it? Because we know that faith alone and Christ alone is the key to salvation, but here we're talking about works. Which one satisfies God's justice? Satisfies his justice. Salvation, being made acceptable to him by his righteousness or goodness given to us, or my works, which can never satisfy his holy and perfect nature. But those works that you do, they give evidence of what's going on inside of you, and this is the key. So what you do for the Lord with the right motivation, what's going on in your heart of hearts, gives evidence to the world around you as to your relationship to Jesus Christ by faith. So there are two groups here mentioned, and this is in verse 7 and verse 8. You might look at those again. One is in verse 7, and these folks are other-seeking. They're out to impress others, to make others think there's something special about them. They do consistent works of service and display the true nature of their hearts, but their issue is to be seen by others. And then there are those that are self-seeking. They don't obey the truth. They say, what is truth? Doesn't matter to me. My job is to impress other people. So are you other-seeking? Are you focused on others and what you can do to serve them? Or are you self-seeking? Are you focused on impressing others so that they think you're something special? So let's look for a second at John chapter 5, verse 41 through 44. And Christ says, it is they that bear witness about me, Christ talking about himself, yet you refuse to come to me that you may have life. I do not receive glory from people, but I know that you do not have the love of God within you. I know that you do not have the love of God within you. You can't trick God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, you receive him. How can you believe when you receive glory from one another and do not seek the glory that comes from the only God? How can you believe, trust him for salvation, when you receive glory from one another, impressing each other, and do not seek the glory that comes from the only God? Our job is to obey the major commandment that's in Scripture that says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and others as yourself. Remember, God is first, others are second. Do you work? Do you do the things that you think you should as a Christian to give to others or to get from others, to get recognition? God knows what's going on in your heart. Verse 10, back in Romans 2, says, "But glory and honor and peace for everyone who does good." Everyone who does good, good is not acceptable unless it is for the right reason with the right motive. What you do, you always have to ask yourself, what's in my heart of hearts? What is my motive for doing this? Is it to glorify the Lord or is it to impress other people? The Holy Spirit in a life will not tolerate that attitude. So when the Holy Spirit is in your life, and you're saying to yourself, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing. I go to church on Sunday and Wednesday and sometimes on Thursday. I must be a pretty good person. With the Holy Spirit's in your life, He's not going to leave you comfortable with that. Does that mean you have to go to church more often? No, it means you have to stop and ask yourself, what is my motive for what I'm doing? Is the Holy Spirit driving me or am I driving myself with my own personality? Your works seen by others demonstrate what is inside of your heart of hearts. Your works seen by others demonstrate what's inside your heart of hearts. So, Father, I pray that each one of us, including myself, would be focused on what you're doing through us working in this world and glorifying your Son and serving Him for the right motive, to glorify you, to bring attention on you, to recognize our own humility before you, that we have no hope without you, that we might trust in what you did for us on the cross and let that be our motive. So I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.